Hello and welcome to a new episode from Insights from Sight Loss Friendly Church. I'm Lynn Davis. With me I have Matthew Horspool, and today we are going to be talking about what happens when a blind person walks into a new church for the first time. So just to clarify, not a new church, but a new church to them.
Yeah, that's right. So this was inspired by something that happened to me tail end of February, actually. We had an organ scholar at the cathedral who obviously left because his scholarship came to an end. He got a new parish church where he became director of music. So that was very exciting. And I decided that while I had a week off the cathedral, I would go and visit him in his church. And I turned up with my Braille hymns that I prepared in advance, and I'd looked up the order of service in advance and all of this sort of thing, and I turned up and I just went, yeah, but not every blind person is going to be as prepared as this. Is it really my responsibility to be as prepared as this? And actually, even though I was prepared, there were still bits that caught me off guard in terms of I'm so used to standing up in the choir for various things that actually in the congregation you don't necessarily stand up for, and vice versa. And, you know, trying to introduce myself and trying to get to grips with the new building and get people to get to grips with me very quickly and all of this. And I just thought this would be a useful topic to kind of unpick a little bit.
Yeah. You know, when you just mentioned all of that in terms of preparing your hymns in advance and checking out the order of service, I was just sitting here thinking that's very conscientious. And as somebody who is also totally blind, I can tell you for a fact that I would not be that conscientious just because, well, partly I think it has to do with the fact that I worship in a different kind of church to what you do, and order of service is a different thing. It doesn't necessarily follow the same pattern, and you need to get it from the pastor. Well, you might get it from the vicar when you know the church that you're going to, or know somebody in the church that you're going to, but you get my drift. It's a different kind of preparation, isn't it? So I think the short answer to the question that you just asked earlier, would a blind person have to be that prepared, is no.
But what would you do if you weren't that prepared? So you turn up, you've not prepared anything. They say, right, we're going to sing this song. Then what?
I think for me, I would just go there and see what happened. I would make sure that I knew where it was. So I would prepare in that way. I would make sure that I knew the bus route, or if I was taking a taxi, where should the taxi stop? I would get a name of somebody who could potentially meet me. So a couple of names on the welcome team, for example. And I would, or I might, depending on if this was a one-off or if this was maybe a few off, you know, like if you go on holiday and you visit someone's church for 3 or 4 weeks, I might have a conversation with them about the service and how things were and what is the service like. I don't know whether I would go as far as to make sure I had all the songs and everything, partly because I'm used to not having that and I'm used to just go with the flow and just see what happened. But that's not necessarily the right approach. But I think that's what I would be likely to be doing.
Yeah, okay. Because I'd always feel really uncomfortable. I mean, I've done it. I've been on holiday and ended up going to a church kind of on the spur of the moment. And I've not known what the hymns are going to be because I didn't even know I was going to go to the church until I turned up. And it really frustrates me because I'm a singer. I mean, I sing in the choir at Coventry Cathedral, as I keep saying. And so when I'm not in the choir, you know, I want to be singing as part of the congregation and showing the congregation how it's done, you know. And so, yeah. So I turn up and I know the tune, but it's not, I mean, you know, we're talking hymns with 3 or 4 verses at least, and all the verses are different. So there's no choruses or anything that you can refer back to, or at least not most of the time. So all the words are different. They're all kind of quite complicated. I don't know them. And I'm just literally just sat there sort of miming and, you know, la, 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 la. And I just think this is such a waste of a voice. You know, I really want to be out there. You know, I want to be singing. I want to be doing my bit. And it's even more frustrating because, I mean, it's Church of England. So the order of service is the same, basically, wherever you go, with very few exceptions. So I know the prayers, so I can stand up and I can say the creed, you know, properly, and I can say the confession and all of this sort of thing. And then I just go completely silent during the hymns. I just think it's such an awful embarrassment that having done it once, I would never do it again. I would either phone the church and say, look, can you tell me what hymns you're using? And quite often, actually, if I'm phoning the church, I'll also ask which book they're taking it from, because the words are different from hymn book to hymn book. And I'm very lucky in that I have a room in my house full of bookshelves, and I have copies of all of the main hymn books that I can just refer to. See, I know you're taking it from Mission Praise, or Old and New, or Ancient and Modern, or where's it coming from? And they say, well, I'll put it on the screen. And I say, yes, okay, well, could you email me what's going on the screen then? Because then I can do something with that. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. It's actually quite rare that I do what you were saying about, you know, if I'm going to go by taxi, making sure I know where the taxi's going to stop. I just assume the taxi driver knows that information. And actually, in the case of going to this church at the end of February, I arrived not late, but not on time. I turned up. Of course, I checked with Harvey what the hymns were going to be, so I didn't need to tell the church I was coming. And so I turned up sort of with 2 minutes to go, having not contacted the church at all, just sort of blundered in and said, I am here for a reason. I do know what I'm doing, but could you just show me to a seat, please? And yes, I should have been a bit more prepared, really, in hindsight. But I mean, going in without music, wow, that I can't imagine it.
Well, I'm a singer just like you, and I know exactly what you mean about being able to sing and being able to follow. However, I think it takes a certain something, like you need to have the equipment to be able to prepare yourself in that way. I would also like to be able to sing, but for me, if I have all the other details down, I feel a lot more comfortable. With a lot of the worship songs, they are similar. I will likely know quite a lot of them because we don't always use hymns. I also have my own way of singing along. I can't always sing along with the words, but there's always something I can latch onto with some hymns, and I get to enjoy music that way. So I think a lot of what we are talking about is our different personalities, right? We have different ways of doing things. And it's not necessarily that one thing is more important than the other, but we just work differently. And this is going to be the case for every blind person. They're going to have a different way of doing things, and they're going to have a different personality, and something is going to be different to them in terms of importance of what needs to be prepared. So it would be useful, perhaps, to talk about what can a church do in general when a new blind person walks in to their church.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, you are right in everything that you've said. You know, it's actually an effort, because I want to be as prepared as I want to be. I can't just decide, oh, well, I'm going to go to church on a Sunday morning, you know, just randomly. It is an effort. I have to go, right, okay, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to do it? Have I got time to prepare the hymns this week? Because if I haven't, then I'll go next week instead. And it is uncomfortable. So actually, yes, if churches would make life easier, it would in turn make my life a lot easier. I think from my point of view, live streaming services has made life so much easier. Not because I would necessarily go and sit and watch the live stream rather than going to church, but because if it's a church I'm not familiar with, I can look at last week's service and I can think, right, okay, well, this is what the vicar sounds like, and this is what the attitude of the congregation is, and this is how the service goes. And you know, it's good to, you can really get a feel from a church by watching its live stream. And I think just making use of the church website, to me, that is a really important thing. I want to go on your website. I want to know who your vicar is. I want to know what time your service is. I want to know as much information about your service as possible. You know, if there are projector slides and you're able to put them on the website, then do it. If there is a service sheet and you're able to put it on the website, then do it. If there's a music list, put that on the website as well. You know, I want as much information as I can get. And if all else fails, I want a phone number so I can ring you and I can say, look, you know, I'm coming. What do I need to know?
I agree with you with every single point. Of course, if I can prepare as much as possible for a service, I will. But I am somebody who won't go to an effort of brailing songs. As much as I love to sing and I want to sing, I am just not that way inclined. So yeah, having as much information is the best you can do as a church.
Yeah, and flipping that on its head slightly, talk to people in your church. If you've got people in your church who are blind or partially sighted, talk to them about how they might like to help in that way, because this is a very good way in which people with sight loss can serve, you know. So I know, for example, if a blind person was going to come to Coventry Cathedral and they needed stuff in Braille, you know, I would absolutely love to get a phone call, even if it was on Saturday night or even if it was very early Sunday morning. I'd love to get a phone call saying, I'm coming to the cathedral, can you sort me out? And I'd be absolutely delighted to do that, because I'm doing it for myself anyway, so there's no skin off my nose to run off an extra copy. Obviously, not every blind person is going to be in that position, but there will be blind people in that position. And even if they can't run a Braille copy off, you know, they might be prepared to sit with them, or, you know, have a chat with them before the service starts, or even have a chat with them once the service is finished. You know, I would really like to know if another blind person's coming to the cathedral, because I'd feel terrible if they turned up and I knew that I could have helped them if they'd have just let me know. But then it's down to the church to put my details on the website so that that person knows to contact me in the first place.
And that's all we got time for this episode. If you'd like to submit any questions or suggest anything you'd like us to discuss, please do so by getting in touch. There are several ways you can do that. You can phone us on 01858 438 260. You can also email us at slfc@torchtrust.org. SLFC stands for Sight Loss Friendly Church. Or you can go to our website, www.torchtrust.org.